That's all you got to do. One time, that's it. It's brilliant. That's your money maker right there. That's a money maker. It's better than Astro Glide. It's a great day. Just saying. All right. Now, okay, go ahead. The second building, we worked out the financing. We got that worked out. That's good. Now, the next space, oh, wait, sorry. We've left the questioning answer position of this, haven't we? Go ahead, darling. We yield. What
the next phase. Next phase.
We're telling you shit. We're telling you
I know.
Shit now.
Just go ahead. But I have another question.
Come on.
All right. And I have another question about the RNA drops in, and Greg has a question. But here's what I want to ask. Okay. Do you agree with this definition? Do you agree with this definition? A currency is a reserve asset. It is an investment grade treasury reserve asset. Do you agree with that statement?
We do. You don't know what all those words that are inclusive in that definition are. Okay. Some of those definitions would be held in limine. Do you know what that means?
No.
Okay. If you look up in limine, it will give you the deeper definition of those words. And if you do it that way, then the answer is yes, without fail or exception, every single time. That's what RNA drops would be the prodigy.
Okay, it says in U.S. law, a motion in limine means literally on the threshold. Is a motion discussed outside
that's
the presence of the jury?
Right.
Okay, so you're saying the word Latin, in limine, means on the threshold.
Yep. So the definition you just gave that we agreed with, and we do, are on the threshold of the larger archival condition. The larger archival condition.
Okay.
So, yes. That's beautiful.
So, a reserve asset, an investment-grade treasury reserve asset, includes currency, okay, now listen, that are held by monetary authorities to finance trade imbalances, check the impact of foreign exchange fluctuation, and address other issues under the purview of, now this is saying, the central bank. So
yes,
I'm asking now, is the RNA drops an investment-grade treasury reserve asset of the central bank?
It will be the only reserve beyond the central bank. The central bank has failed. Bob will become the central bank. He kind of already has, but we're going soft with that. We're trying to make that a big deal because we're trying to keep him alive long enough. It's like William Barr said, sometimes it's better to be on the sidelines.
Listen to what he's saying, Ginny. Don't be too keen on interrupting.
Okay, Bob, okay, thank you. All right,
that's good.
I want to know the next statement is they can also, a investment-grade treasury reserve asset can be used to restore confidence in financial markets. So from that position, the RNA drops as the new currency are going to be able to restore confidence in financial markets.
Yeah, it's going to change the par. They're like on the equal to principle. So let's say you take a government bond.
Let's
say a 20-year T-bill or T-bond. That's earning on a 20-year yield. It has a value that is paid par or equal to the amount of principal. Well, as long as the drops do the very same thing, it would instantly replace it. See, now we're going to talk shit. Okay, you can't play this part. What's his name? Ed Long. You can't play this shit. Stop this part right here. Don't talk about this. Look, you can replace this at the level right here, right now, as long as the debenture equals the equality. Equality. If the debenture equals the equality, for example, do you remember Trading Spaces with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd, where they took over Mortimer and Randolph Duke in the orange juice futures on the trading floor?
Yes.
That whole thing where they destroyed Duke and Duke, which was the Chicago Mercantile.
Yes.
Mortimer and Randolph Duke had had a seat since its beginning. And then one day, they took it all over by longing the short and shorting the long from the orange juice futures that was fictitiously contrived. All right. That shows you how vulnerable the whole system is. So, if you took an orange juice futures report and you pulled that into something that is a reality like the RNA drops, which is not even revealed, they're still testing your drops, Jenny Bell, and they don't know what they are. Just saying. Once that becomes something validatable, then it becomes the standard. And once that becomes the standard, unlike Bitcoin, it's tradable. You see.
Okay. Now, okay. My understanding of Bitcoin is that it's not a traditional asset. I'm not saying
correct.
Yay or nay.
You're right.
Okay.
That's why we said unlike Bitcoin, because Bitcoin point to zero. The second everybody figures out who owns Bitcoin, who started Bitcoin, Bitcoin will go to zero. We don't give a goddamn if it goes to $10 million of Bitcoin. The second everybody finds out exactly who owns and is behind Bitcoin, it's going to zero. Zero.
Okay.
But we said that from the beginning. We said that when it was $12 a Bitcoin, if you recall.
Right, right. Well, a Bitcoin, if you owned one in 2010, today it's worth $900,000. So it's a good ride. If it's going to zero, you could still make money on it between now and when it goes to zero and everybody figures it out, because everybody's figuring out all kinds of criminal bullshit on the face of the earth, and so far nobody's really paying any penalties for that.
Well, they don't care. See, the only reason Bitcoin's where it is now is because the cartels are using it to do interstate commerce to pay for their very large sums of drug transactions. That's the only reason it's hot right this second. But that's fleeting, because after a little while, Panamanian banks aren't going to take it as currency. Just saying.
Okay.
And we ain't mad. We ain't mad. We don't get, you know, you can buy Hunter Biden's paintings if you want to, if it makes you feel good. We ain't mad.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
right.
I know.
It's all right with us. We ain't mad. It's all good. It's all good. Just burn it up, honey. Burn it down.
Right. I'm just saying that people being offended by who owns something, the level of offense on the face of this earth is pretty stenchy, and people seem to be pretty quasi about it. So,
well, the quasi impetus is questionable only when it's questioned. See, there's a whole lot of shit going on right here, right now, that nobody notices, or that everybody notices. They're so busy being in a woke or anti-woke or non-woke or over-woke or de-woke or super-woke condition that now all of a sudden they're wondering if Andrew Cuomo is the best governor for New York City, New York State, or not. You see, all of a sudden, now they're calling for his, he was the golden child, and now all of a sudden he's sorry that he fucked up all them girls that he was fucking along with, and blah, 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 blah. Just all of a sudden, just now. So this is that waxing and waning, ebbing and flowing, transcendental condition response. Doesn't change the outcome of that RNA drops are the new currency. Your question comes into a qualitative, quantitative position of, hey, Ion, how the fuck is this going to work out? Okay. All the world systems are going to fail. That'll be the only world system that's left. That's how it works. When RNA drops have to stand for the U.S. Treasuries that are in flux, that's how it'll work. You'll see. Johnson and Matthew, listen to me. Johnson and Matthew went out of business in Toronto.
Really?
You know what?
Really?
They moved it all to Utah. And they sold that position. Do you know why?
No.
Because that was no longer the currency. Johnson Matthew's the largest refinery in the world.
Yes, I know. You've talked about them for many, many years.
They went out of business. They said, see ya.
Recently?
And they moved it all to Utah. We like Utah. Utah is fun. We like Utah.
And they were the ones who were doing all the gold transactions for Bob, right?
They still are in Utah, but don't say nothing. Y'all keep talking about how big his dick is. You're just going to give him the big head. Don't do that. It's terrible. It's disgusting.
Okay. So
no matter how big it is, he's likely not going to fuck you. So why talk about it? He's not going to help you. So having that notion.
Amen to that.
It ain't going to work. It ain't going
to
work
out. That.
Now he can reach it. Just saying. He can reach it. We'll give him that. Ooh, Lord Jesus, yeah, that's all good. But, so yeah, it's all in Utah, and you'll see that. Bob's buddy, not the one you think. You know, Bob's got a few buddies, but his buddy knows all about it.
Very good, very good. Okay, so
you know who his buddy is?
I do not know.
Come on now, you know that.
You mean Charlie Munger or one of these names?
Yes,
people?
Charlie Munger's on the money. Now he hates the other one. But if you were going to find out about it, you'd go to 3555 Barnum Street in Omaha, Nebraska, 68131. Yeah. Now, don't call Warren, because he won't answer the phone. Don't do that. But Charlie will talk to you. Do you want to know? Okay, you can call him. It's 678. No, better not do that. No, better do it this way. No, you better not do that. God damn it. No, you can't do that one. Wait, let's give a good one. We're going to get a phone number just so people can call. No, just go to BerkshireHathaway.com. That's easier. Do you know who founded it?
I'm looking at it right now.
Oliver Chance founded it. It was
I'm
a
looking-
red herring.
For the books that Charlie Munger would recommend to see if any of them have anything to do with Marshall McLuhan, and so far none of them have anything to do with anything McLuhan.
No. You have to go to the proxy statements if you're going to see that.
Okay.
That's what the proxy statements for Charlie. Charlie's more esoteric. It's more like Dairy Queen. He's more of a Dairy Queen kind of guy.
Okay, interesting. Interesting. All right, Ion, thank you so much. That was very nice.
Hey,
appreciate
it.
A week before Ion showed up,
February 2009, Dave Neufeld was here. I think it was February 22nd or so. JW called me up and he says, who's this McLuhan guy? And we were talking. He said the reason he wanted to know is that he had just met with Warren Buffett, and Warren Buffett was telling him all about this guy that J.W. had heard Bob talk about, and Buffett was saying that McLuhan had a big influence on him in the 60s. So he was known by them, Ginny.
Well, this is, Bob, I'm just saying, I'm reading an article called The Books That Charlie Munger Recommends, and I don't know what Charlie Munger has to do. I'm just saying there's not a McLuhan book.
He's the main guy. He's the guy behind Buffett.
Oh, so he would have told Buffett to read McLuhan is what you're saying.
Probably, probably. So anyways, he recommends books and he doesn't mention McLuhan?
No.
Well, they're not going to give away their secrets.
I'm
the only guy who gives away all their secrets.
Very good. Excellent.
I've been revealing their secrets.
That's why Susan Buffett gave up.
Susan what?
Susan Buffett gave up.
Oh, she died?
His wife.
Well, no. She left him first, and then she died.
Okay. And why did she give up? Because I was revealing the secrets?
Yep. They had to have an open marriage, and then she died. She was trying to be a singer.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Saw a picture of her singing.
Okay, well, I do have, but I will ask those questions on Saturday, Ian, because I need to get my things together.
Oh, okay.
I have other things to go with those things.
Now, listen, you got to watch your cash flow. Cash flow is going to be very key for the next little bit because that's what you're kind of mark against. Because you have a vast inventory and you're making room because you got to make room for the restructure, which everybody's about to get pissed off over, by the way, just so everybody knows. You got to make room for that coming. You're going to be able to do that, but don't cross-reference out your flow. You have a building. Each square foot of that building has to make money, and it does. Okay, so you have to guarantee or quantify each square foot with what money that building is making. Okay, and when you do that and you do the pull the nth degree, you'll be able to fit the restructure into your building based on the cash flow of the flow of your inventory versus your capacity. Does that make sense?
Yep. Okay,
good.
I understand that.
So just so you work that. And don't worry about stocking the Delta spray. You don't worry about that. You're going to sell out immediately. So don't worry about stocking that. It's going out. As soon as you get it, if you'll put it out and call it Delta spray, forget it. It's gone.
I think that would be hilarious to call it Delta Spray. But it's called Flora Refresh after Carolyn Ion.
Okay, then, but I know that's fine. That's the label on it, but put it in the category of Delta Spray. Put it in the category of Delta Spray. Call it Delta Spray. Because let me tell you, because you're not making any quantitative, you're not making any, what are those things that you make? No claims! You're not claiming nothing! You're not claiming nothing. But this is that thing where they can spray your body, stem the stern, and spray your dog, and spray your cat, your little pussy, blow it on your pussy. You can spray it on your sofa and your Davenport. You can spray it on your telephone. You can spray it on your TV, all those things, your doorknobs and everything. And you spray it on people when the DoorDash brings them 10,000 calories of the food you ain't supposed to eat. You can spray the DoorDash man down. He'll love that, too. Might make his dick hard. Can't hurt. Just spray him, everybody there. It's going to be great fun. So don't stock that. You sell that. Don't stock
okay.
it. You sell there it. Say, here it is. Here it is. It's going to be here for 1 second. Everybody that wants to get it. If you get it, good. If you don't, we understand. But it's going to be gone. It's not going to be a long stock thing. Get it while they got it. If they get it, good. If they don't, don't worry about it. It's, you're not here to save the world.
Okay.
It's like
very
the
good.
Words. It's like the words to Jack the Knife. What do they mean?
I don't know, but that's a great song, man. That is one of the best songs ever.
What do the words mean? See that now you're negotiating. So get that together. You're being very appropriate. All right, you're a little soft. You're a little softer than you need to be. You need to tell them sons of bitches to fuck off a little more often, in our opinion. And if you don't want to do that, if you let us do it, you send them to us, we'll tell them to fuck off. Don't worry, because they're going to be dead soon anyway, so we're not going to get too store. We're going to get too tore up about it. And poor planning on their part is not going to cause an emergency. We told them none of that motherfuckers to get the fuck out of where they are now. And now they're stuck, and now they're crying, bitch. Well, cry, bitch. That's what you need to do. It's a little late now, just saying. You had a good run. Enjoy the best of it. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Ion.
You can put that on the website if you want to make them feel better. I just took
13 pages off the website. I'm not putting up this on the website.
No, but the soundbite. So when somebody calls customer service and they start talking to you, they say, "Excuse me, just a minute. Hold on, just a minute. We have a customer service announcement." And push the button. Let them play that. That'll be, honey, they'll love you. They'll either hate you eternally or love you forever after that one. There ain't no way around it. You got them at that point. It's all good. But the reality is, this is that day. This is that condition. This is the response. This is what they're supposed to do. This is what this is about. Has been all along. We've been sweet. We've been nice. We've been kind. We pet them on the head, suck their dick, love their ass, we pet their titties. We've done everything you can goddamn do to a stump that can be done. So now it's time to get on with it. Either get on with it or get off. Get on the shit or get off the pot. That's the way to say it. So it's all good. So you're doing good, darling.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Very good.
Congrats. We'll see you Saturday with the rest of your
questions. Yes, sir.
Omatage. It's called an omatage.
My omatage. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Fabuloso. Okay.
Thank you.
My turn.
Why is GQ won't?
Well, I'm reporting on my little slide experiment with the fruity wine. And
you got slides? Oh, my God, you got slides? That's so exciting. Carolyn, he's got slides. We're so excited. He's finally got slides.
Just keep it quiet. Keep it quiet.
Yeah!
Now, the little fruity wine had... they were a little tricky to find because they were pretty small, but they have similar characteristics to the other slides.
They're similar.
We jammed some of this stuff into flour and got the consistency real small and real round, and it's got the mother of pearl and the purple ring around it, and I was pretty shocked to see the fruity wines have the same density, I guess, would be a way to say it.
Not density, viscosity. If you're looking for the word viscosity. See, that's the comparison to the fruit of the vine and the blood. But see, if you go to the Old Testament, Jenny, you're not good with this because you were around the
Catholics, the zany
mystic, the 11 o'clock man is ridiculous. You had too much of that. So anyway, past that, but Jenny Bear will tell you all about the details of the blood, the wine, the water, and the comparison of how that all flows from the temple, all the way from the Temple Mount, all the way through Jesus, all the way back to the fruit of the vine, where they turned the water into the wine, and then the wine became the blood, and then the blood became the water.
Oh, I see the connection.
And the water came first, and the water, then the blood came after. It all connects, and that whole connection is that position, you see. And so that connection, she can help you with that because she's very patient with you. Did you know that?
Right. Yes, I have noticed that on occasion.
Yes, she is very patient.
It is. Okay.
And she feeds your bitch ass besides. That's the rest of the story. With all that crazy food that no human would eat but you, it's crazy.
Oh, well, it's
good. We like it.
So in our culture,
you'll swallow it. We don't care. It's all right. Whatever.
Exactly. So in our situation, we've got the environment affecting the sugars of the wine, and in Jesus' time, it was the blood the blood that was affecting the wine. The blood of Jesus was affecting
the wine. But they're emerging. See, they're emerging. That's what Thompson told you. Have you ever read Thompson? William Irwin Thompson?
Oh, Thompson, yes, whole library.
Thompson warned you of that. And that's the point. Thompson warned you about that. That it was going to be like that. And we're not mad. It's okay. It is what it is. It's all
what, can you quote what the warning was? Just give me a reference on Thompson.
That's Bob. You know, we don't really want to quote Thompson. It will cause things to get ugly. Bob can tell you.
Okay.
Esoterically. No. Bob can do it right here, right now. Hey, Bob! Do you have the reference from Thompson from the Neomanical Man? The Neomanical Man Syndrome that William Irwin Thompson talked about the end times. Come on, Bob. Dum da lum da lum da lum da dum dum. It's the Church of the Genius 202.
Earth calling.
Hey, Bob.
Bob,
you're on the air. Bob, you're on the air.
Bob, this is not laundry day. You can't be up there folding laundry.
Bob, he's on the air.
Uh-oh, he's out in the library. Out in the library.
Oh, he's
okay.
Have we had some new arrivals, Carolyn? Is he working on some new arrivals? That's beautiful. That's good.
Okay, mark the time. I will get an email off to Bob on that question. Second thing, Ion. In using copper wire for this curing process, the volume of electrolysis that's taken place. I'm wondering, is there a substitute I can use for copper?
Volume of electrolysis? That doesn't make sense. What are you saying? Volume of electrolysis?
Sorry, the amount of copper that is being deposited when I pass electricity through it. And it's constant, battle to be able to keep a flow of electricity going through there, number one.
And do a diode or do a rod, and it won't have, you won't have that. It will pit it, but that doesn't matter. It won't matter after that goes. It's kind of like Jim Jordan. It'll make it.
I have seen some incredible color on the copper tubes that I've used, like literally Santorini blue.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you describe what would have caused that Santorini blue color on the copper? It's not a patina, obviously. It's blue.
No, that's normal. That's what we call the lapis lazuli.
Lapis lazuli.
Condition.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll
as well
on that. Okay.
Yeah. But no, that's what that means. But use that and you can be able to validate your condition. You're giving a condition as an example, not the fall of it. So it's no problem. You're doing all right.
Okay. Very good. One last question. It's amazing to watch the ammunition shortage in this country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, at some point you would think it would subside, factories working 24/7. Is ammo being diverted somewhere else away from the retail market, or is it just everybody's grabbing it the second it comes off the truck?
Being diverted.
Is there nefarious forces at play here? Are they going to other countries?
What do you mean? No, they're not other countries. When you say nefarious, you mean not Judeo-Christians? Is that what you're saying?
Not your good old boys standing at line at Walmart to pick up their case of 9mm.
Yeah, well, I think your senator from Louisiana, Mr. Kennedy, who got on the tiki talkie, and he says that I believe thoroughly that love is the answer. And he raises the screen up as he's polishing a .38 special. He says, but you should by all means own a handgun. But he thoroughly believes that love is the answer as long as you own a handgun.
Okay. I can get with that. You can love your gun. You can love your gun. Okay, so we really aren't in a position to define nefarious.
Love is the answer. Love is the answer. Just make sure you still also own a handgun. Or at least an obsidian, knife. Karen's got a mean obsidian knife. It's pretty nice.
Yes, I have seen it. I have seen it.
It's hot. It's hot. It's hot.
That's a bad boy. Okay.
She can burn it down now. I'm just saying.
Okay. Let's see. We've covered that. Well, I think that's good. That's good.
That's good.
Appreciate all the help.
You got to make sure you check on the. Listen, next week, things are going to get a little hot, more so than normal. You're going to have a little issue. You're going to start noticing that the way you calculate water variables won't meet. And you're going to go, what the fuck? It's going to be a little weird. And so you'll know. That's all we're saying.
So as a hallmark, very good. Would a hallmark or a road sign be requiring more or less acid to balance an equation? Would it?
Yes. Yes, that, and it'll take twice the potash to say balance a pool with you. If that's what's off.
Well, there's a good tell right there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And is this the Al2SO4? Is that predominantly what is going to give us that anomaly, or is there something else?
Yeah, no comment. No comment. Okay. You're just talking out of your ass. You're talking out of your ass. You can't be talking shit like that. This is
okay.
This is
now,
a Christian. This is a Christian. This is a Christian show. We can't be talking just, that bullshit.
There, and now describe with apparently increased carbon in the atmosphere, which we all celebrate here in North Carolina. Is that increased?
Carolina. It's not Carolina. It's Kalina. Come on now. Talk right. It's Kalina. North Carolina. Not Carolina. There's not four syllables in Carolina.
He's CDN ion. He's Canadian.
Oh, God. Deliver him. We'll put him on the prayer list. Let's put him on the prayer list, Jenny Bell. We put him on the prayer list. We're going to get him saved before it's over with. Yeah, Lord.
Hey, a Canadian living in North Carolina, I get to park in the disability parking spots, you know. That's one of
true.
The advantages. Yeah.
That's true. So,
okay, please describe.
Are you bragging or complaining? That's what we're trying to figure out here.
I always try to do both. Keeps people wondering. So the carbon in the air from all these forest fires that's typically moving west to east, can you describe the interaction of the carbon and what it's causing in the atmospheric effect, or is that smoke, et cetera, minimal?
Look at the Hoover Dam, you'll see. The degree.
Well, yeah, they're all down. Low, the water levels are low. Is that what you're referring to?
No. I'm saying look at the Hoover Dam. The degradation of the Hoover Dam is huge. That's what nobody's talking about. We always talk about what nobody else is talking about.
Well, that's you're referring to the pitting of the concrete.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we are.
Well, if you took
nobody's
an example of, you know, what they use to clean concrete, let's just say muriatic acid, then this water is getting acidic properties that nobody's talking about that's etching off the surface, or it's going deeper into the concrete of the Hoover Dam. Both.
Both. And that's why the levels have dropped to such a degree that they can no longer... Well, they're about a month away, 30 days. Today's the first, second, what is it, the second? Okay, they're about 30 days away from no longer being able to produce electricity at Boulder Dam. That's pretty huge.
Well, they'll just start up the windmills.
Huge.
They'll just start up Biden's windmills.
Oh, you mean the bird killers? They're trying to start up the bird killers? Okay.
Yes, the frequency generators that are messing with the 5G or something. Okay, well, that'll be good to watch. I'll keep my eye on that. Is there going to be an electricity source to be able to replace it, or is Vegas going to go dark?
It already is.
Well, okay, not from that point of view. We know Vegas is very dark. I get that. Yes, yes.
No, we're not talking about nigger or nothing. We're talking about they're not going to have enough electricity to function. Yeah. Steve Wynn is told the fuck up about it. We like Steve Wynn, but he's told up about it.
I saw about a month. Okay, very good. I will keep my eye on that. Now, what would be the pH of the water upstream of the Hoover Dam? Like today?
9.2.
Ah, well, there you are throwing in base again. There you're throwing in an alkalinity. I'm not sure I know the effect of. Well, I know when concrete is not well cured and it gets wet, it drives the pH up to 10, 11, and even 12.
Well, that was Portland, and it was done during the war, so it's had time to seed. Don't you agree?
I would think so. So that's not coming from the effects of the concrete curing.
Good. It was a hot pour. It was a hot pour. They had to bring in refrigeration to make it cure because it was so hot, as you recall.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Did the same on the CN Tower in Toronto, Canada. Continuous pour for a year and a half, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're back to high pH.
Yeah. It's like Andrew Cuomo. We don't know what we mean.
Hey, he treats all of his girls that way. Come on. He's consistent, at least.
Yeah, he'll suck anybody's breast. He don't care, boys, girls. He don't bother him. He's all good. You fuck anybody. It's all good.
All right, very good.
Okay, thank you,
good
Greg.
Good little tidbits. Thank you, Bob. Thank you,
you're
Ion.
Welcome. Okay. Hey, Linda. Are you there, Linda?
Hey, Bob. Yes.
Okay, with Ion looking at you, answer this question. Is Roy sending you copies of Tailgate?
No.
Good. Ion knows you're lying. He's watching.
Yeah.
Is he lying, Ion?
No, and their breasts are very perky, too. We like them. They're very nice.
And he can see them, Linda. He's looking at them all the time.
Very pleasant. Very pleasant.
All right. Thank you very much, Linda.
All right. Thanks. Hey, Ion. What's going on with the Pentagon shooting today?
Shooting? Wasn't shooting. There was no shooting at the Pentagon today. They're on lockdown. They lost a quadrant. The Empire striking back. There was no shooting. People got killed. A lot of people got killed today because the aliens getting loud because they know the jig's up. Karen knows all about it. She got a brief on it.
He didn't get briefed on it. I got briefed. I ain't talking to anybody about it. So,
no, no,
keep
thanks.
Pursuing. Keep asking, Linda.
Yeah, so was a bomb squad sent to the Pentagon?
Lots of them. They're trying to contain they're trying to contain the aliens who are not containable.
Okay, so... So some of the aliens escaped, but some of them were still there.
That's right. That's what the cementing. That's what the cementing of the tunnels was about. If you look at the rings of the Pentagon, and you look at the tunnels underneath, that's all available. You can find out about it. They're trying to take it down now off of the internet, but you're very clever. You can figure it out.
Okay, so the ones that are there are throwing a fit. Is that what's going on?
Throwing a fit? You mean killing people? Yeah, that's what you call throwing a fit, yeah.
Okay, so they're killing people, and they're not... So how are they killing people? What are they using? What technology are they using?
Their hands. The humanoids. The humanoids.
they're upset because I saw the tapestry, Linda. I saw the tapestry.
Stop talking that shit, Bob. Why are you going to talk shit? Quit that. Don't get your ass tore up.
I saw the tapestry. What, Carol? Even Carol's telling me to stop it, Linda. I'm surrounded.
Yeah.
Naysayers. People are interrupting the flow of information.
Bob's killing the Capitol Police with a tapestry. That's what Patton and Linda with an R.
So the aliens that are in the Pentagon, are they trying to escape or are they just killing people?
Both. They're a little bit country and they're a little bit rock and roll. Country and a little bit rock and roll.
What's got them so upset?
The future revelation that the aliens are arriving.
Okay. So, how would killing people at the Pentagon resolve that issue? Is it just because they want to get out of there before the aliens come?
It doesn't. They kill things all the time. It got out of hand, so they had to make a lockdown. So they had to make a big deal. So they had to say one dude got killed when it was a bigger thing, much bigger thing than that. They had to have a reason in the news flow to say, Houston, we have a problem.
How many humans were killed?
Today or in total?
Both.
Today was 16, in total it was about 1,000, give or take.
Wow. Today you said it was 16 or 60?
16 today. Okay. Then one less than 17.
Okay. And how many aliens were killed?
None.
Okay. So how do these aliens get killed? What kind of technology has to be used?
They haven't. None have been killed yet.
Oh, okay.
So far, they're holding on. Hold on. I'm coming.
So, do the aliens...
Did you hear Bob say thunder-headed rain?
Yes. I didn't hear it, but I read... I saw it on the chat line. I got the last part.
That's a nice song. Did you not hear it? It's a good song.
Yeah, I got the last part. Yeah, it is a good song. I'll have to listen to it again. So,
do you know what it's about? Do you know what it's about?
About thunder and lightning.
It's not about that at all. What's it about?
I don't know what it's about, then.
It's about the thin line between joy and pain. That thin line between agony and ecstasy. Yeah, that's what it's about. Because there's a moose loose, a boot to hoose.
So why is that important right now?
You're soon going to know the difference.
So, as ascending people, we would want to ride the in-between of the joy and pain?
You have to navigate the two to decide which side of it you're on. See, Bob's going to have zero pain. He would give up ecstasy as long as there's no pain. Other people would seek the pain to prove there's ecstasy. See?
Okay. Going back to the alien situation, are they still in lockdown?
Yes. They are. It's gotten worse.
So, what is the desirable outcome for us? I mean, what?
You better ask Bob that.
Okay. So, is this going to be a standoff that's going to happen for a while, or it's going to be a little?
Oh, now you did it, Linda. Thanks a lot, Linda. Let me drone that out.
Remember the Alamo.
Ah, remember the Alamo. So,
remember the Alamo.
Is this going to be resolved soon, or is this just going to continue to escalate for a while?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Well, they're in lockdown now, and it's getting worse. Is there going to be...
It's been going on since they put the fence up around the Capitol. That's why they keep going to the Capitol, like the Capitol, the Senate and the House is in session, but they show them talking, and there's two people in the damn building. But they're not there. It goes on and on and on and on and on. It's crazy. There's nobody there. They just had this, like, empty shots of people saying stuff or talking stuff or whatever they talk about. So, yeah, whatever that means.
Is this going to continue to escalate until the aliens get here?
We'll see.
Okay. So is there anything that the Pentagon can do to stop the aliens from killing them?
They have to navigate away.
I can't hear your words, Zion.
We don't have words. We're worthless.
Okay.
Nothing we can do.
Okay.
What's the coda? What's the change up?
That's all I have, Bob. No questions for Saturday.
Just wait a minute.
Fuck you. You got to stay here.
Okay.
We just had the piano tune, we had to see if it still worked or not. And so what we were saying was that it doesn't matter. It's like the maple rag. You got to get over it. That's what's happening right now. There's no end. There's no completion. You just got to watch the coda. These piano tune note things, watch the change up, E-flat, tells you what the fuck's going on. And you sitting there grumbling that you can't hear. I don't know what the fuck you were listening to or for. So now what do you want to hear that you couldn't hear before?
Well, I was just wanting to, you were saying words and I wasn't able to hear the words. So I wanted to hear both music and
And none so deaf as those that won't hear. Mm-hmm.
Well, you were saying words. I assumed that you wanted to have me hear what you were saying. I just wanted to let you know.
We didn't care about that. This is the whole point. When the tunes, tones, the frequencies that stamp out words, they are more important than words.
Okay.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Good. Okay, that was fun. Okay, what else you want to know? That's all good. Unless you do. If you do, we understand. If you ain't do, we'll fuck with you. We love you, honey. Let's go.
Okay, love you too, Ion. I don't have anything else. I'm getting my questions ready for Saturday.
Okay, you sure there's going to be a Saturday?
Is there going to be Saturday, Ion?
Y'all better. Hey. Y'all better pack your shit. That's what y'all better start doing.
Instead of
Rule Britannia, the new song is Poor Britannia, Britannia's on the way.
Well, okay,
thank you very much,
poor,
Linda.
Poor,
thank you.
Poor Britannia.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay,
excellent work, Linda.
Linda, go get some watermelon. Get a nice, fresh, ripe, wonderful watermelon. And eat it with some sea salt. It'll make it good.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
You got a question, Jack?
I want to talk about Revelation 16. In Revelation 16.
What's up, Jackie? Revelation 16 is hot as a $2 pistol.
$2 motherfucking pistol. Hey, so.
Yeah, buddy. Let's go.
On the part where in verse 2, chapter 16, it says, the first angel went and poured out his bowl in the land, and ugly festering sores broke out on people who had the mark of the beast and worshipped its image. With the people festering sores, is that to the people that got the vaccine?
Yeah.
Is that going to be that? And then the worshipped image, is that Biden and the government?
It is, of course.
Okay, so right now in chapter, are we pretty much say we're in chapter 16, verse 2? That's actually happening about.
No, no, it's going to go to 4. And the third angel poured out the vial upon the rivers and the fountains of waters, and they became blood.
Blood.
You can see that. Mm-hmm.
So what's going to be the representation of the rivers and the blood? Is that
the blood in the water. Like they
Is
call
it going
it
to be
smoke
from
on the water. Okay, yeah, a lot of that, yeah.
Okay, and then it's next, and then it says, you are in these judgments, O Holy One, you who are and who were. So that's where we are right now. This shit is going down.
Yeah, and then the fourth angel poured out his vial on the sun, and the power was given unto him to scorch men with fire.
Mm.
That fucker's burning. They burn, motherfucker, let the burn, motherfucker, let the motherfucker burn. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, so it's going down. It's on
and
like
men, fucking
dust.
And men were scorched with great heat. It's really hot. And they blasphemed the name of God, which has power over these plagues. And they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast. And the kingdom was full of darkness. What? Darkness. What?
That's when
darkness.
It goes dark.
And they gnawed. Listen. And they gnawed their tongues for pain. They wanted to see what pain felt like. Because the fentanyl wasn't quite enough. So they was going to chew their tongues to see what hurt. And they blasphemed the God of heaven because their pains, plural, and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. And then the sixth angel poured out his vial on the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. What's in the east? The kings in the east. Angels we have heard on high, gently easing o'er the plain. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon. And out of the mouth of the beast. And out of the mouth of the false prophet.
So,
behold,
the mouth,
I come
the mouth
in the faith. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked like Jack on Instagram, and they see his shame.
Okay, so the demonic spirits that perform hold on. Then I saw three spirits look like frogs that came out the mouth of the dragon. So that's the United States, the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. And that's Biden, the false prophets that people are worshiping.
As well. Let's see how ridiculous it is. Because you listen to what they're talking about, but see, really nobody's listening anymore. They're talking, but nobody's hearing it. Nobody's watching CNN. Nobody's watching Fox. Nobody's saying, get the vaccine. Ain't nobody listening to that shit. Ain't nobody listening nowhere. They don't care. They're like, fuck you. Ain't wearing a goddamn. I may live, I may die. If I got a mask, you wear a mask anyway, fuck y'all. I'm not going to get the goddamn vaccine because everybody's got the vaccines fucking dying and they're dead. It's on the goddamn TikTok. I don't watch you, CMD.
Okay, thank you, Jack. Let's have Susanna. You got a final question, Susanna? TikTok. Quick, Susanna.
Jermaine, I have a question about listening.
Go ahead, Susanna.
You made it. We're so
Come on, Susanna,
alive.
Quick.
She's alive. She made it. She survived the COVID.
Susanna.
She survived the Delta. Oh,
yes, Susanna,
you survived for me. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air. And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven, which is coming from the throne, saying, here we go, chapter 16, verse 17. It is done. It is done.
Cincinnati, go ahead, Cincinnati.
And
Cincinnati,
and
quick,
lightning.
Last minute. They hung up.
Oh, you gotta get Kev. Kev's still alive. We got him. We're gonna fuck with Kevin. We already do, already. And then the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And
Crystal, go ahead, Crystal. Los Angeles, go ahead, quick. One
Crystal.
Question.
Crystal, come on, Crystal. Let's give
it Bob,
you,
you're
we
using me.
Go ahead.
Been used, baby.
I'm fucking arguing. You don't waste
come
time.
Come on.
He's using me to make you shut up, Ion. He's using me to make
no,
you
I'm
shut
not.
Up.
Ask
I know
your
he's
fucking questions.
Wait, hurry up. In every island.
I'll ask
questions.
A question when that music goes off.
No. He's not there.
Upon men, the great
hail. Ion. Hi, Ion.
Hey, baby.
Hi, how are you?
Happy, darling. We're glad you're doing good. Keep fucking,
baby. Got a question, Susanna?
Ion, the aliens, they were so bent on getting into the Pentagon when 9/11 happened, then why are they wanting to get out so bad?
Because they've been trapped. They were trapped. They're trying to have their fucking
So,
Achieve Radio.
.com.